Needs to be digested.
Needs to be digested.
A little piece at a time.
A little piece at a time.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Will counsel me.
Counsel me.
Comfort me.
Comfort me.
And take me to the next level.
And take me to the next level.
So I have eyes that see.
So I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
My heart is perceiving.
This is good news for me.
This is good news for me.
The new creation.
The new creation.
Is about to walk in.
Is about to walk in.
What Papa.
What Papa
asked his son to do.
He's my example.
And I can follow.
And I can follow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to take you to John chapter 6 because this I couldn't comprehend why he had me in John chapter 6 this morning. And I think sometimes we again judge without information. Or without revelation.
I agree.
John chapter 6. We're going to hit verse 60. Keeping this in mind that Jesus went through this so that he could give us an example. Okay? He's just been rebuffed and hurt and damaged. On verse 60, he says, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you?" You like it? "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing." Yow! Doesn't that sound like the poor cat just being thrown out the window? He's got 9 lives. How many do you have? Okay. "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit. And they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." No one can come to me unless Papa enables or empowers. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. How many are left? 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." We believe is the trigger. We believe. We're assured. Up until now, did they have that assurance? I'd say it was shaky ground. They were probably trying to decide, but when he blew it by offering his flesh and blood, that's overboard. That's way, way overboard. I can't swallow this. And you know what the legal aspect that held them in bondage was? Leviticus chapter 17. Eating blood forbidden. How clear do you want it? Eating blood was not allowed. Okay? I'll let you digest that because there's so much information here from the legal aspect that they were living under. And you need to be able to see that the life of every creature, verse 14, because the life of every creature is its blood. But that is why I have said to the Israelites, you must not eat blood of any creature because the life of every creature is its blood. Anyone who eats it must be cut off. So the legal thought pattern of these that are listening to him are being drowned out. The words that he's spoken to them cannot be accepted. They're offended. They are highly offended. And they walked away to survive. They can't take on the new information, at least not until he rises from the dead. And they see what he really and who he really was. Their unbelief carried them into judgment. Simon Peter is probably the only one, at least, who spoke up. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus replied, have I not chosen you, the 12, yet one of you is a devil? Is that one aware that he's a devil?
No.
No way. He is so justified in his soul that you can see the fruit of his soul. He kills himself after he betrays the Lord. And you know, to kind of divert something that I heard on YouTube yesterday. It wasn't on YouTube. It was one of the recordings that Irene took of Jim Baker, his program. And he had a guest on that was one of his cellmates, or in jail when he was there. And in the programming, they talk about all kinds of things. And Kenneth Copeland was also on one of the programs where Kenneth was able to, you know, show his true nature, what he had done to bless Jim when he had nothing. And I could go on from there, but that's not the point. At one point, Jim Baker said, I had in my possession proof of my innocence, and I chose to let God put me in jail. I chose to let God put me in jail. I put my defense in him and not in people. I had things that I could have expounded on and exposed the ugly nature of those who came against me and sued me and succeeded because they were Christians. Christians of high caliber. Their intent was not the ways of the Lord. Their intent was to fill their pockets. I didn't expect that we would go there this morning, but you know, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my sight because you're seeing the fruits. And the other gentleman who was the assistant to him when they were in jail reminded him he could not go to the room to be fed because he would have been killed. So he said periodically someone would give him an envelope with some money in it, and he would buy food and keep and eat it in his cell. He says, and I never went without, because God miraculously took care of me all those years that he was in different jails and in different cells. You see, the heart of that man was framed and formed in a prison cell. He said, I had everything that you can imagine and lost it all because I lost my sight of my Redeemer and my Savior. I took my eyes off of Jesus and I put them on me and failed miserably. But those years in the jail put me back on track. Some of you may think you're in jail right now. Some of you may feel that you have lost it all. And those feelings may be verified by facts and truth. But the one who said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Chapter 7, verse 1. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting to take his life. You have many that would love to take your life right now because you don't fit into their perception of where you're walking, how you're walking, who you're serving, who is first in your life. You see, religion will give you concepts that will fit your soul. And you can walk in it and please yourself and please those in authority. But as soon as you begin to bow your knee to Christ, the Anointed One, who has now invested his Spirit within you, you belong to him first and foremost. So other people's religious processes to get to a particular place of holiness in their opinion no longer affects you because you have the Holy One within. When I became aware that the one who was giving me directions on a daily basis could take me to wherever he wanted me to go. Some of it would cause tears to others. It would hurt them. And yes, sometimes there was some pain in my experience, but it was only pain to my soul. My soul did, you know, have a little dancing party, etc. And I'm sure you know about those. But I recovered because the Holy One of Israel was trying to get my spirit man to come to a higher level. Why is the house of prayer what it is? It's not designed to please us. It's designed for us to go higher than we've ever gone before. And the maturity of the saints that are happening on a daily basis in each and every one of your hearts. Letting go of the old is not comfortable. Letting go of the opinions of the world is not comfortable. What is comfortable is the counselor working on you and me, on the inside of our hearts, on a daily basis. And those who have rejected us, we forgave and set them free. And I'm going to bring you back to a word that was given on the 24th. of March. I saw a battle axe come down and cut a cord that was lying across a large boulder. I am cutting the cords from where you were so that you can go to where I am sending you. You can hold on if you want to, but I say let go right now. You will not fall or fail. I've got you. Free fall, because you are free, not tied to the old. You are free to fall into me. Fall into the ring of fire. You will not burn or smell like smoke. Let go. I have spoken.